sucks. This is a reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. The rulers sneered at Jesus and said, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the chosen one, the Christ of God." Even the soldiers jeered at him. As they approached to offer him wine, they called out, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." Above him there was an inscription that read, "This is the king of the Jews." Now one of the criminals hanging there reviled Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." The other, however, rebuked him and said in reply, "Have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed, we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we received corresponds to our crimes. But this man has done nothing criminal." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied to him, "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay. So what you got? I thought it was a duck. She told me it wasn't a duck. Oh, look. It is a cross with shells on it. Now, what does that mean? That is really good. And these come from the sea. Makes me think of the Sea of Galilee. Okay. Well, today we're celebrating the person that hung on cross like this. And his name is what?
Jesus.
Okay, good girl. So we're celebrating the kingship of Jesus. Now, I want you to hold that. And I have a bag over here that I want to talk about a little bit. Now, if this is the feast of Christ the King, what does a king usually have on their head?
A crown.
Crown. You can usually tell what's going on with a person by what they have on their head. So let's see if I can find some things in here that might, if I had something like this on my head, what would you think?
Baseball fan?
Well, yeah. There is a rocket on the front, and it says Toledo on the back, so you might think a person that would have one of these would be a Toledo Rocket fan, right? Okay, good. Well, let's see what else we have in here. Ah! What if I had this on my head? What? Yeah, and they're called Eskimos. Excellent, somebody goes in Eskimos. You can tell just by what they have on their head. Now, this is particularly important when you don't have any hair. So this is really a good one. So you can kind of tell what is going on by what they have on their head. Let's see. If I had something like this on my head.
Cowboy?
Could be a cowboy or a cowgirl, right?
Right.
Okay. You guys are getting the hang of this now. Let's see. If I had this on my head.
A captain?
Could be the captain of a ship. Or an airplane, right? Okay. Well, Let's see. What if I had this on my head?
Football player.
Football player, yeah. And sometimes you could... Loser, right? Okay.
You want to put that on?
No.
Just a long season.
But a long season, they just kind of go on and on. Oh, and I have one more. If I had something like this on my head.
Train driver?
I could be a train driver. It's kind of like a soldier's hat too, isn't it? So there's what you have on your head can give us an idea of what you do. Now, in the gospel that we read, it talks about Jesus being a king, but what did Jesus have on his head?
A thorn crown.
A crown of thorns. Wait a minute, we just said we got all these different hats. And we can tell what you do by the hat that you wear. And we said that a king usually wears a crown. And usually, what's in a crown, Janelle? What kind of things are in a crown?
Jewels.
Jewels. Made of gold. Precious stones. How many of you have ever seen like a crown? Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe on TV or something, right? If Jesus is a king... Why did he have a crown of thorns?
They were making fun of him.
Okay. Making fun of him. Why would you make fun of a king?
Because I didn't think he was.
That. How come 2,000 years later we're still celebrating him?
Because he was.
Yeah, but he was a different kind of king, wasn't he? A different kind of king. So if we look at what he has on his head, and he has a crown of thorns, and thorns are kind of picky, like wearing a raspberry bush on your head. Would you want to wear a raspberry bush on your head? No, I wouldn't either. But Jesus did. Because he was a different kind of king. And you know, for you guys, for me, and for all of us here, one of the most difficult things of our faith life is to try to figure out what that kind of king means for us. What does it mean that we have a king that suffered and died and did not meet any of the expectations of what a king should be? Because we think kings should live in palaces and have gold on their heads. And have all the answers and all the power. And yet, we have a king that had a crown of thorns and died on a cross like Zoe's got right in her hands. And we have to figure out what that means for us. When we suffer, when our expectations aren't met, when our lives are difficult, when our hopes and dreams are not met in the way we want them to be met, then we look at the headgear. We know with this one you'd be a captain, with this one you could be a cowboy, with this one, you could be a soldier, but with a crown of thorns, now you're the king of the world. Wow. We got to think about that one. We can't take that for granted. It means in some ways that our God operates in a way that is beyond our understanding, and it takes faith to embrace and accept. Because it doesn't always happen in our timeline and in our way of thinking and in our agenda. And sometimes, you know what? I don't think that's fair. Because I want it my way. I do. Any of you want stuff your way? How well does it go for you? Not too well. Kind of shaky at times. Well, you know what? You guys are learning that when you're 6, 7, 15, 14, 11, 8, 66. Sometimes it doesn't go the way we want it to go. But then Jesus wasn't the kind of king that we thought that he would be. And that step requires faith. And that's what we're celebrating today. And that's what we celebrate when we come up around this table. And I thank Zoe very much for bringing the cross. And I thank all of you for being up here. You did really good at figuring out what the things were that we could wear on our heads. And just remember that we have a king that has a crown of thorns, and that people made fun of, and that they killed because they didn't like what he had to say, and they killed him, and he rose from the dead, and he's alive right now. And all of us up here, here, and here have an opportunity to meet him at the moment we choose faith to believe and to embrace him. And isn't that wonderful? Thank you so much. God bless.